Blog Talk Radio.
Worship in our spirit. We got to praise the Lord and call upon his name. Not mama's name, not daddy's name, but the name of the Most High God. Yeah, we got to call on him. And as we call on him, he can shake up the world. He can shake up all things and make all things possible. We are children of God, and we got to remember who our daddy is. So many times, we allow the world to tell us father is. But I know that my daddy is God, and his name is Yahweh. His name is Yah. His name is Jehovah. And he loves me. And that's what's important, is to know that you are loved, because he is love. He is the absolute, absolute. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he is the same tomorrow. He is a disciplinarian. But he does it in love. He is your biggest defender in love. Can be your biggest adversary. Also in love. Because the one thing God wants us to be is the best we can be. And the one thing he wants us to do is to love each other. On tomorrow, we won't be together, but I just want to take a moment of silence just to remember 20 years ago on this day, this nation was attacked on our soil. Someone attacked us on our soil and caused the 20-year war. The names of those that died. We can't forget the name of those that died. We can't forget those towers coming down. Planes flying in to a workplace. And those that survived will never forget the coworkers that they lost. Families will never forget the loved one that died. We can't forget attack on this nation by those that want to destroy us. But we cannot forget either the bombing of a federal building where babies died, Oklahoma City, at the hands of Timothy McVeigh, a homegrown terrorist either. We must remember that terror is terror in every form. And we as a nation have got to stand up to bullies, have got to stand up to those that will destroy this great nation. But even in our foolishness, even in our selfish ways, this nation. But we want to stay under God's umbrella. I don't want ever another 9/11 to happen on this soil. And for our brothers and sisters to die, our firefighters, our emergency workers, firefighters, police officers, first responders who are suffering even to this day in ill health because of exposure. We must never forget their sacrifice. We must never forget. We must never forget that we are United States of America. And we must never forget that a house divided will not stand. We are the United States. And we should act like it. That their sacrifices will not be in vain. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love God. Father God in heaven, we come to you today lifting up the names of everyone who died on 9/11 because of an attack of those who thought they were doing your will. Father God, we forgive. We forgive, but we will not forget, Father. We can't forget, because if we forget, we will allow history to be repeated. Lord God, I lift up the names of every individual who died. You know each and every one, those that have been identified and those that have not. Lord, you know every heart. On that day, you know every spirit. You know the ones that called on the name of Jesus as your angel surrounded and took them home. Father God, we are lifting up our nation today, a nation that's divided on craziness, on politics, on idolatry, on things that are not of you. But we lift up this nation today, Lord God, asking you to give us strength, to give us perseverance, to give us the things we need. Lord, we stand on your word that you will never leave us or forsake us. We stand on your word today, asking you, Lord God, to give the families of 9/11 strength as they go through their 20th year and some grieving still. Some not allowing it to allow that have allowed it to fester in their spirits. We ask you, Lord, to remove that canker worm. Give them peace. That your word says absent from this body is in the presence of you. In the presence of you, O Lord. I pray that those that gave their lives to help others, those first responders that rushed in without thinking about themselves, but about others. I pray for their families today, Lord God, lifting up the name of Jesus over America, that we will not forget that we believe and trust in you, and that your love is sufficient for each of us. Father God, remove all this political rhetoric and foolishness from the minds and spirits of those that profess to love you. Because we're all in this together. We're all in this melting pot together called America. And we need to learn to love each other and to care about each other. And that no one is more superior than the other. We're all equal for you. We each will have to give an accounting. We each will have to answer to our bigotry, our prejudice, our phobias. We will each have to stand in judgment individually and not collectively. So, Father God, as I lift up all the victims of 9/11, ask you, Father God, to forgive us. Forgive us all our sins today. Forgive us all the things that divide us, oh God. Forgive us, oh Lord, for not putting you first in all that we do. Forgive us, oh Lord. And help us not to repeat the same mistakes, but expecting a different result. Father God, I pray for our president, and I pray for all those in leadership all over this world, that they will stop to think that absolute power corrupts, and there is one more powerful than any one of them. And his name is Jesus, whose name I call on today, asking him to cover us all, guide us all with his wonderful light, that we will walk in righteousness, kindness, walk in love, walk in gentleness, that we will surround ourselves with fruit of the Spirit behavior. That we will have some self-control and that we will not continue to allow lies to be truths and truths to be lies. That you will remove the scales from the eyes of the blind, the spiritually blind who think they see everything. Remove the scales from our eyes, oh God, that we will see your gracious light and know that we are sons of the Most High God. In Jesus' name I pray, lifting up this word today, Father God, and asking you to increase as I decrease. And Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart will be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name again I pray. Amen. Thank you so much, family. I just get a little emotional when I think about our young men and women who have died, our brothers and sisters in Christ who have lost their life. I pray for a nation that's divided on rhetoric. We have allowed the enemy to slither in and divide us with foolishness. As our children are dying, of COVID as our children are behind in their schooling because they couldn't go to school last year, and how those that should know better and do better are going to put us in the same situation. And it's not hurting the adults who make decisions. It's hurting their children, my children, your children, our grandchildren. We have to pray. Pray for God to give us clarity of mind and to let people know, I'm sending you a boat. It's up to you whether you drown or whether you get in it. Let's get into our word this morning. As you know, this is Friday, and Friday is Old Testament Word Day. We will be in the Old Testament today, and on Sunday, we will be in our New Testament Word. So on Fridays, we do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's Word, and then on Sunday, we do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's Word. So Old Testament, New Testament, and sometimes it's a combination of Old Testament and New Testament on Sundays, and the Old and New Testaments will usually be a psalm or a proverb or both on Sunday. So let's get into this awesome and mighty word, because as I was reading and studying, it was as if Isaiah had stepped into our time. It's as he had looked in the mirror and said, whoa, they are just acting up. And, you know, it's as if he was talking to us as we go through what we're going through, because this is a right now word of prophecy, a right now word of prophecy. So let's get into this word. And we are coming out of Isaiah, starting in Isaiah chapter 13. And we will be reading today chapter 13, chapter 14, chapter 15 and 16. And so from 13 to 16 today. And we are, no, actually we're going to be 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. There we go. Excuse me, let me get it back again. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 today. So let's get started. And this is what the word of God says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, on this 10th day of the month. And it says, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Assyria and Egypt and Shinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea. He shall set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel. and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth, also the envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim, but they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines toward the west. Together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall lay their hand on Edom and Moab, and the people of Ammon shall obey them. The Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt. With his mighty wind, he will shake his fist over the river and strike it in the seven streams and make men cross over dry sod. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people who will be let from Assyria, who will be left from Assyria as it was for Israel in the day that he came up from the land of Egypt. And in that day you will say, oh Lord, I will praise you. Hallelujah. That's a word for this morning. Oh Lord, I will praise you. We got to praise God in the midst of everything. Praise the Lord and call upon his name. Oh Lord, I will praise you, though you were angry with me. Your anger is turned away and you comfort me. But oh God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. And I'm going to read that again, because we got to praise the Lord. And it says one more time, oh Lord, I will praise you, though you were angry with me. Your anger is turned away and you comfort me. But oh God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Hallelujah. We will leave life lessons and questions until the end of the show, if God permits. Isaiah 13, chapter 13. This is the burden against Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. Lift up a banner on the high mountains. Raise your voice to them. Wave your hand that they may enter the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for my anger, those who rejoice in my exhortation. The noise of the multitude in the mountains like that of many people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts musters the army for battle. They come from far country, from the end of heaven, the Lord and his weapons of indignation to destroy the whole land. Well, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore, all hands will be limp. Every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pangs and sorrow will take hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames. And why this word is so emotional is this is the words for tomorrow. And it's just if Isaiah was looking on 9/11 and it touches your heart. And it says, behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel and bold wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. He will destroy its sinners from it, for the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. And the wicked for their iniquity I will halt the arrogance of the pride and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a mortal more rare than fine gold, a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move and out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts. And in the day of his fierce anger, it shall be as the hunted gazelle and as a sheep that no man takes up. Every man will turn to his own people, and everyone will flee to his own land. Everyone who is found will be thrust through, and everyone who is captured will fall by the sword. Their children also will be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, who will not regard silver as far as for gold. They will not delight in it. Also, their bows will dash the young men to pieces, and they will have to no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes will not spare children, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms. The beauty of the Chaldeans' pride will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited, nor will it be settled from generation to generation. Nor will the Arabian pitch there. Nor will the Arabians pitch tents there. Nor will the shepherds make their sheepfolds there. But wild beasts of the desert will lie there, and their houses will be full of owls. Ostriches will dwell there, and wild goats will caper there. The hyenas will howl in their cathedrals, and jackals in their pleasant palaces. Time is near to come, and our days will not be prolonged. We have to understand that God, history is a thing that can be repeated. If you don't know it, you are subject to repeat it. And we know he's talking about Babylon in this word, but it's a word that could go right now. With all the things that's going on in our world, all the hatred and the bigotries and all the things that are happening, this could come back again. And the Babylon will not be in the Middle East. It will be somewhere else, some other nation, some other people. We have to pray for God to have mercy on us. And this is what chapter 14 says. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will still choose Israel and settle them in their own land. The stranger will be joined with them, and they will cling to the house of Jacob. Then people will take them and bring them to that place, and the house of Israel possess them for servants and maids in the land of the Lord. They will take them captive, those captives they were, and rule over their oppressors. Come to pass in the day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the hard bondage in which you are made to serve, that you will take up the proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. He who struck the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and no one hinders. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. Indeed, the cypress trees rejoice over you. And the cedars of Lebanon saying, since you were cut down, no woodsman has come up against us. Hail from beneath is excited about you. To meet you at your coming, it stirs up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. They all shall speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to Sheol. In other words, your pomp is brought down to hell. And the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. How you are from heaven, O Lucifer, we're talking the devil. because we're talking to the devil. This is telling us what happened in the kingdom. And it says, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. You, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farther side of the north. I will ascend above the highest of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house, but you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain, the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and offspring and prosperity, says the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the porcupine and marshes of muddy water. I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and I have proposed, so it shall stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains tread him underfoot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the purpose that is proposed against the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. For the Lord of hosts is proposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? This is the burden which came in the year of the king of kings, Ahaz died. Do not rejoice, all you of Philistia, because the rod that struck you is broken. But out of the serpent's root will come, and its offspring will be a fiery, flying serpent. The firstborn of the poor will feed, and the needy will lie down in safety. I will kill your roots with famine, and it will slay your remnant. Wail, O gate, cry, O city. All you in Philistia are dissolved, for smoke will come from the north, and no one will be alone in his appointed time. What will they answer that messenger of the nations? That the Lord has founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall take refuge in it. Isaiah chapter 15. The burden against Moab. Because in the night orb of Moab is laid waste and destroyed. Because in the night cur of Moab is laid waste and destroyed. He has gone up to the temple at Dibon, to the high places to weep. Moab will wail over Nebo and over Medeba. On all their heads will be baldness, and every beard cut off. In their streets they will clothe themselves with sackcloth, on the top of their houses and in their streets. Everyone will wail, weeping bitterly. Heshbon and Eleah will cry out, shall be heard as far as they have. Therefore, the armed soldiers of Moab will cry out. His life will be burdensome to him. My heart will cry out for Moab. His fugitives shall flee to Zoar like the three-year-old heifer. 4. By the ascent of Luhith, they will go up with weeping. For the ways of Horonim, they will rise up a cry of destruction. For the waters of Nimrim will be desolate, for the great grass has withered away. The grass fails, there is nothing green. Therefore the abundance they have gained and what they have laid up they were carried away to the brook of the willows, for the criers found all around the borders of Moab. It's welling to Eglon, and it's welling to Beer Elim, for the waters of Dimon will be full of blood, because I will bring more upon the mon, lions upon him who escapes from Moab and on the remnant of the land. Chapter 16. Send the lamb to the ruler of the land, from Selah to the wilderness, to the mount of the daughter of Zion. For it shall be as a wandering bird thrown out of the nest, so shall be the daughters of Moab at the forge of Arnon. Take counsel, execute judgment, make your shadow like the night in the middle of the day. Hide the outcast, do not betray him who escapes. Let my outcast dwell with you, O Moab. Be a shelter to them from the face of the spoiler, for the extortion, the executioner is an extortionation. Is that in? And I'm sorry, y'all. Devastation ceases. Wow. The oppressors are consumed out of the land. In mercy, the throne will be established, and one will sit on it in truth in the tabernacle of David. Judging and seeking justice and hastening righteousness, we have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. For Moab shall wail, for Moab, everyone shall wail. For the foundation of Kir-Hares, you shall mourn. Surely they are stricken. For the fields of Heshbon languish and the vine of Sibma. The lords of the nations have broken down its choice plants, which have reached to Jazer and wandered through the wilderness. Her branches are stretched out. They are gone over the sea. Therefore I will bewail the mine of Sibma with the weeping of Jazer. I will drench you with my tears, O Heshbon and Eliah, for battle cries have fallen over your summer flutes and your harp. Gladness is taken away, and joy from the fulfill. In the vineyards there will be no singing, nor will there be shouting. No traitors will tread over wine in the presses. I have made their shouting cease. Therefore my heart shall resound like a harp for Moab, and my inner being for Kir-Hares. And it shall come to pass, when it is seen that Moab is weary on the high place, that he will come to his sanctuary to pray, but he will not prevail. This is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning Moab since that time. But now the Lord has spoken, saying, within 3 years, as the years of a hired man, the glory of Moab will be despised with all that great multitude, and the remnant will be very small and feeble. And that is Isaiah chapters 11 through chapter 16. And some life lessons from Isaiah this morning is this, Isaiah 11 and 3. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. Isaiah foresaw that Jesus would delight in the fear of God. He didn't mean that Jesus would delight in the emotion so much as in the awesome, majestic, all-powerful God who inspires godly fear. Isaiah 11 and 9. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. As Dr. Stanley says, we look forward to the day when God will rule on earth as he does in heaven, a day when righteousness will reign and evil will not be allowed to oppress anyone. Chapter 12, Isaiah 12 and 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. When hard times come around, as Dr. Stanley said, we always have the choice of whether to trust him or to fear. I lost my job. Trust the fear. We can't pay the mortgage. Trust the fear. Don't feel well. Trust or fear. We all have been in these situations where we lost a job. Been there. Couldn't pay the mortgage. Been there. Feel well, been there, but I trust in God. I have faith in God, and I had faith in God, and I trusted in God, and all was made well. The mortgage got paid. I got another job. I feel a whole lot better. We got to trust God even in the midst of what we're going through. We may cry. We may cry out. But we know that we have a Father who loves us and will come through, just like parents do for their children. And as Dr. Stanley said, another life lesson, 12, verse 3, therefore with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Our salvation should give us joy every day, not merely in the period immediately following our conversion. God's salvation is not about eternal life only, but about an abundant life right now. God told us to live life to the full. And that's what we got to do. We got to live life to the full. But we always have to trust in God. And this is a life question that Dr. Stanley asked us. When is the appropriate time to praise the Lord? And it's, again, our title, Praise the Lord, Call Upon His Name. Again, when is the appropriate time to praise the Lord? All the time. You praise God in your good. You praise God in your bad. You praise God in your ugly, because your praise is a weapon against the enemy who's trying to take you out, who's trying to take you out of your square. I'm going to make this happen, so they ain't going to praise God. I'm going to make that happen, so they're not going to praise God. But you know what? We're going to praise him in the midst. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When you lose the job, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because I know you got something better for me. When the mortgage can't be paid, thank you, Lord, because I know you're going to bring money out of nowhere, because you said save. That's why you save. That's why you put aside for a rainy day, because you never know when you may not have the money on hand to pay your rent, the money on hand to pay your mortgage, the money on hand to pay your child's college tuition, or just the money on hand to buy food for your family. That's why God says you got to store for a rainy day. We got to save. Even when you're going through, you got to put a little something aside, because you never know when you may need it. You may be coming upon your 7 years of famine, and you're going to need what you got stored up. We got to understand that. God gives us insight. It says, when is it appropriate time to praise the Lord? Praise the Lord often, regardless of your circumstances. This is what Dr. Stanley says. Many people praise the Lord only when something good happens to them or when they receive an unexpected blessing. But the Lord is worthy of our praise at all times and all circumstances. We do not praise the Lord on the basis of our circumstances. We praise the Lord on the basis of who he is in the midst of our circumstances. We do not praise the Lord because of the way we feel. We praise the Lord because of who he is and the way he feels about us. Don't limit your praise to the songs you sing at the Sunday church service. Praise the Lord often in both words and songs that you create spontaneously. All around you at all times, you can find countless things for which to praise the Lord. Look for those things, and throughout the day, voice your heartfelt praise and thanksgiving to God. When you ride along in your car, get into an empty elevator seat alone, in your office or workspace, or find yourself alone in your home, take every opportunity to voice praise to the Lord for who he is. Praise him for what he has done through the ages, for what he has done in your life and in the lives of your loved ones, and for what you know without a doubt the Lord is doing for you and will do for you, both now and throughout all eternity. You can never run out of things for which to praise the Lord. When you voice your praise to the Lord, you open yourself up to experiencing the presence of God with you. The Bible tells us that the Lord is enthroned in the praises of his people, Psalms 22:3. The greater your praise, the smaller your problems will appear. The more frequent your praise, the less you will find yourself with time to worry or feel anxious. The more you praise the Lord, the more you are going to see things worthy of his praise. As you praise him, your entire attitude will shift from an unhealthy eye focus and problem focus to a healthy and joyful God focus and answer focus. So take a cue from the prophet Isaiah and proclaim, "Oh Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsel and truth." Can you say it with me? Isaiah 25:1. Your counsel of all is faithfulness and truth. We got to trust God today. We got to know that all things are working for our good. Why? Because we trust in the Lord. Keep God first in what you do and watch God work in your life. I just want to say thank you, God, today, because God is good and his mercy endures forever and all time. Keep God first, family. Know that he is worthy of your praise. Know that he is worthy of your hope in a future. And a life lesson from Isaiah 13:17. Behold, I will stir up the meat against them. When Isaiah made this prophecy, the Babylonians were far from the world's mightiest superpower, more than 150 years away from conquering Judah. Yet God foresaw their rise and their fall. Eventually, it was the Medes and the Persians who toppled Babylon, just as God declared. Hundreds of years. That's why you read the word of God, because it'll give you a future look. Isaiah 14:13, I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Isaiah uses the king of Babylon to picture the insolent pride of Satan. The devil fell from his lofty position because he wanted to usurp God's place. He even tried to get Jesus to worship him, Matthew 4:9. And Jesus used the word right back at him. You got to understand, you stand on the word of God, and the devil will know, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Come on now. You know, I'll give you all of this. That's all right. I already own it. So you can't give me something I already own. You know, Jesus already knew who he was, and he didn't need nothing from the devil. Come on now. Isaiah 14:24, as I have proposed, so it shall stand. Disobedience, and this is for children today. Disobedience makes sense because God will always, always follow through on both his promises and his warnings. If he tells you you reap what you sow, then we'd be fools not to believe him. Keep on being disobedient. When God says move to the left and you say, I'm going right, okay? Expect of all the word today, through all the things that have happened, and may happen again. Praise God in the midst. Praise God in the midst. When we think of our brothers and sisters who have gone on, praise God, because the word says absent from the body is in the presence of the Lord. When you're going through, praise God. Call on his holy name. Praise the Lord and call upon his name. And what does it say? For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. God is our strength and our song. Jesus is our strength and our song. The Holy Spirit is our strength and our song. For they are one, and they all love us. Keep God first in everything you do. Don't let the enemy take you into the doldrums. Don't let anybody knock you off your square. For today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Give praises to God, even in the midst. And let those that see you know, even when they see you going through, I'm going to praise the Lord. For I love you, Jesus, and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. That is my lament. That is my song of praise. I love God. And I sing that song And folks wonder why she gets so emotional when she sings that song, because it goes to the core of my being. In the midst of whatever, all the mess of life, I'm going to praise the Lord because I know where I've been and I know what he's brought me through. Nobody knows my story as no one knows yours. Only God knows the whole story, the stuff that you share and the stuff that you will take to your grave. Only God knows it. But you praise God in the midst of all your trouble. Enemy knock you off your square. Don't let anybody tell you how to live your life, because the bottom line is the only one that will judge you is God. And that is all I have for this day. And again, family, praise the Lord and call upon his name in your good, in your bad, and in your ugly. Call upon the name of the Lord. And if there's anyone that needs to speak today, push the number 1 on your line. And the number to dial if you are listening on social media is 213-943-3597. Again, 213-943-3597. If you would like to speak, if God is giving you a word, dial 213-943-3597 and push the number 1. And those that are listening online, now, if there's a word that God has given you, the number 1 on your phone. Before we get out of here, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And it says this, good morning. You cannot solve a spiritual problem. Can your church say amen, y'all? With a natural solution. Seek God for your guidance. He has the answer. Have a faith-filled Friday. And I just say, fit right into the lesson. Again, family, don't tell God about your problems because he already knows it. Tell your problems about your God. And have a wonderful day. Don't forget, as you go through your day, as Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4 through 5 say, and in that day you will say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, family. Join me on Sunday. If you are in Springfield, Illinois, on tomorrow, I send an invitation to you to come to the Table of Life Ministries at 2600 South 5th Street for our annual W Faith Women's Ministry Conference for this year. It's coming out of Joshua chapter 24. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the word tells us in Joshua 24, choose you this day. Who will you serve? And that's what we have to do, is choose this day who we will serve. Who will you serve today? Who will you worship today? Who will you give praise today? Who will you stand? Whose word will you stand? And as Joshua said in Joshua 24 and 15, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river are the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Have a blessed day, family. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other, in the precious and holy name of our loving and matchless Savior, Christ Jesus. I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Lord. And remember, nothing can knock you off your square unless you let it. For God has given you a spirit of faith. a spirit of truth, of love. We don't walk in fear. We walk in faith. Have a blessed day, family, knowing that God is with you wherever you go. It's a wrap. Why? It's time to go to work, y'all. Go to work. Love you and have a blessed day.